Hey, greetings, everybody. It's Brother Tupos. I want to bring you a teaching today called The Goodness of God Leads to Repentance. The Goodness of God Leads to Repentance. Yeah, we were out street preaching today, flying gospel signs, and a woman, so-called lady pastor, woman pastor, which is unbiblical, told me that, one, I shouldn't be in her town preaching. It was her town. But beyond that, she told me that it's wrong for me to be calling people to repent, because it's the goodness of God that leads people to repentance. She was loosely quoting this verse. I'm going to read it to you. Romans 2, verse 4. O despisest thou the riches of his goodness and forbearance and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So yeah, I love Romans. I love Romans 2. It's rich in truth. But as usual, the churchianity spiritual perverts, I call them that because they twist God's word, that's what that means. They corrupt the true meaning of this. They do this so often, they isolate a verse all by itself, they twist it, they pervert it, and they say it just means that God's goodness will cause men to repent, so we shouldn't preach about sin and call people to repentance. That's basically what people tell us all the time. And this is just not true. The Word of God talks about repentance. The Word of God tells us what the gospel is and how we are to proclaim it. What they're basically saying is that God is good, and so his goodness will lead people to repentance. We don't need to call for people's repentance. Just kind of leave it to God to do that. But that's not what we see in Scripture. They're basically carrying and promoting an ear-tickling, God loves you, you can be in Jesus and stay who you are type of gospel. It's really sad how things are getting worse and worse today in churchianity. We recently heard a church, so-called church, it's not, it's a goat farm. Literally, they said this. They said, you can come and belong here before you even believe. So they're inviting unbelievers in to the so-called body of Christ. They say they're the body of Christ, telling them you belong here before you even believe. That's just a goat farm, because there's no place for unbelievers in anything having to do with the body of Christ and who he shed his blood for. His blood is shed for those who come and believe by faith, repent, are born again by the Spirit of God. They want to walk in holiness, and they want to endure. It's not for unbelievers. So this is just rank heresy, and they do this with this goodness of God leads to repentance. Jesus' blood will not cover unbelievers. That's very clear. He also will not cover those who live in willful sin. Hebrews 10:26, that's also very clear. So what happens with this verse, Romans 2, verse 4, it's a usual issue that we can avoid all of their scripture twisting, their perverting, by a good, thorough reading of the Word of God in this area of this scripture. Let's go there. So the verse we're using, she was using, is Romans 2, verse 4. Let's read 1 through 5, and then we'll read after it, okay? So starting with 1 through 5, or 1 through 3. Therefore, thou art inexcusable, O man, thou art that judgest. For wherein thou judgest another, thou condemnest thyself. For thou that judgest doeth the same thing. But we are sure that the same judgment of God is according to the truth against them who commit such things. And thinkest thou this, O man, that judgest them which doeth such things, and doeth the same, that thou shalt escape the judgment of God? So verse 1 through 3 is telling us people are hypocrites. They're judging people for things that they are doing themselves, like telling people not to smoke, and they're out smoking behind their barn or wherever. And so it's calling out hypocrisy. And this was the sin of the Pharisees. In Luke 12:1, Jesus says their sin was hypocrisy. So this whole section of scripture starts out with calling out hypocrisy. And it says right there, how shall thou escape the judgment of God? Well, we know how you escape, through repentance and Christ's finished work that I just preached to you. And then there's verse 4 that says the goodness of God leads to repentance. That word goodness, Christos, it means the goodness of God, it's kindness, and it should lead us to repentance. Why? Well, look at what the rest of this verse, this chapter says. I'm going to read to you 5-9. But after thy hardness and impenitent heart, treasure up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God, who will render to every man according to his deeds. You see that? So it warns about hypocrisy. Then it talks about the goodness of God leading to repentance. And then it talks about what happens if you don't come to repentance. He will render to every man according to his deeds. There's faith and works. To them who by patient countenance in doing well, in well-doing, seek the glory and honor and immortality of eternal life. Faith and works. Your faith leads you to holiness and works and obedience. Ready? Verse 8. But unto them that are contentious and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness and indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first and also of the Gentile. So right there, right sandwiched around verse 4 is a warning of hypocrisy and then the warning of what happens if you live in sin. If you don't repent, you're going to die in your sins. Doesn't matter the goodness of God. You don't repent, if you don't come to the goodness of God, you're going to suffer eternal damnation. That's what we go to warn our neighbors about, and the Bible is clear about that. We'll read you some verses on repentance in a minute. So what this verse, this chapter, is saying is if you see the goodness of God, and if you desire to flee your sin for life rather than death, if you'll repent, that God is good and has made a way for you in Christ. Because see, we can do nothing without Christ. He tells us that in John 15. So the goodness of God leads you to repentance because you have an avenue. You can be eligible. You can be cleansed by Christ, but you must come to repentance. So the goodness of God leads you to repentance. Jesus said, whosoever will believe, John 3:16. That's God's goodness. He's opened the door for whosoever. So the idea of God's goodness clearly means that it needs to be embraced and acted upon by repentance. God is so full of love and mercy and grace. Guess what? He hasn't killed us yet. So you have a chance via Christ and the gospel to come to that goodness of God through the only way possible, Jesus Christ, to repent, to be made new, to be cleansed. And his goodness calls us by the grace to Christ, place our faith in him, to repent of all sin and unworldliness and false religion, to have new life in the Holy Spirit, to walk in holiness and obedience and endure. I'm preaching the gospel to you. That's which leads to the crown of life, the eternal life to come. So this area of Romans 2 is just telling us the goodness of God, once you realize how good he is going to lead you to flee sin and repent to him. If you don't, you're going to suffer the wrath of God. So it's a covenant. God has left the door open of goodness for you. You must respond by your will and do it. God doesn't do it for you. And just because God is good does not mean he's not going to punish you with everlasting wrath if you don't repent. Now, God speaks of repenting all over the scriptures. I could read you a ton of verses. Let me just give you a few. God showed us how to repent in the Old Testament. Psalm 106:45. And he remembered for them his covenant and repented according to the multitude of his mercy. So God changed his mind at times in the Old Testament. Then Ezekiel 14:6, he calls us to repent. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the Lord, repent, turn yourself from your idols and turn away your faces from all your abominations. How about in the New Testament, John the Baptist, Matthew 3:2, and saying, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. I'm just reading you these verses because these people try to tell us, don't tell people to repent because the goodness of God leads them to that. Yeah, we're going to tell you to repent because of what Christ did. That's the goodness of God that should lead you to repentance. One follows the other. You need both at play. How about Jesus in Luke 13:3? I tell you, nay, except ye repent, ye all shall likewise perish. How about Peter, the famous Acts 2:38? Then Peter said to them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." How about Peter with Simon, who was a believer after he tried to buy the Holy Spirit? Does Peter just say, "Oh, the goodness of God will take care of this"? No. Peter says, "Repent therefore of this and thy wickedness, and pray to God, if perhaps thou of thine heart may be forgiven thee." Yeah, the goodness of God was going to allow Simon to repent. You see the pattern here? How about Apostle Paul, Acts 17:30? "And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent." And then 2 Corinthians 7:10, "For godly sorrow worketh repentance." Why? We see how good God is, and sorrow leads us, all right, to repentance, because we're sorry for what we did before our Creator. "It leads, worketh repentance to salvation, to not be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death." So if you're of the world, there's no hope for you. And then Jesus again, Revelation 2, verse 5. "Remember therefore from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first works, or else I will come unto thee quickly, and I will remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent." So repentance is the call all over the Old Testament, the New Testament. Do not be deceived by these easy believe, itchy-eared, false churchianity people like that lady pastor, like the modern pastor, spiritual perverts that twist God's word. God is definitely good. We know that. So we should repent of all sin. Stop it. Jesus said, "Go sin no more. Turn from it." This is clear in Scripture. The goodness of God, which is shown in Jesus Christ, leads you to repentance. That's what this is really all about. The goodness of God is shown in Jesus Christ, his death, burial, and resurrection for you and I, and we should repent to him because of that. That's a glorious thing to ponder. Goodness is a part of God's character, and he actually gives it to us as part of the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Ephesians 5:9, "For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness and righteousness and truth." So all through Scripture, we see godly people following after Christ. No one touched by the Holy Spirit of God, made new, goes on and lives in sin against God, on and on and on and on. They repent and they flee sin. Look at all the Bible characters. Now, you can fall away and never come back. Absolutely, you can lose your salvation. But godly people do not operate in sin, walk in sin, do not live in willful sin. 1 John 5:18. "We know that whosoever is born of God sinneth not, but he that is begotten of God keepeth himself, and that the wicked one toucheth him not." So you don't walk in sin if you're born of God. You understand the goodness of God. You understand what Christ has done for you, and you flee all sin and unrighteousness. So again, God does have greatness and goodness to him, but guess what? God also has a severity to him. Romans 11 speaks of this. Romans 11, 22. "Behold, therefore, the goodness and severity of God on them which fell, severity, but towards thee goodness, if thou continue in his goodness. Otherwise, thou also will be cut off." There's endurance. You got to continue in the goodness of God. Jude says, keep yourself in the love of God. We do that by walking in our will, united to the Father in a covenant because of what Christ has done. So don't just sit around, neighbors, seekers, mostly saints I'm talking to. Don't sit in the goodness of God thinking, well, he's going to work repentance in me, I don't have to do nothing. No, you're lacking repentance. You live in sin. You're under the wrath of God that's coming. Consider the loving kindness of God, like Romans 2:4 says, "Then flee your sin." Repent. Turn from it. Forsake it and live. Otherwise, you're going to be consumed by the wrath of God. Revelation 6:17. "For the great day of his wrath is come. Who shall be able to stand?" Not me, not you. If we live in unrepentant sin and we're trampling the blood of Jesus and we're not responding to the goodness of God by repenting, we're not going to be able to stand. We're going to be sent away. We're going to be judged. I would encourage you all to repent to obey the gospel. Don't trample the blood of Christ. The goodness of God is available. He hasn't turned you over yet. His grace is available to help you walk in his ways, but you must come to repentance, be cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, or if you do not, at your death or at his coming, you're going to be sent away into weeping and gnashing of teeth. That's an explanation of Romans 2 verse 4. The goodness of God leads to repentance. The goodness is in Christ Jesus. God made the way for us, the narrow way. Repentance is something he gives us. We must grab a hold of it and walk in it and choose to turn our will from all sin, all iniquity, the world, false churchianity, Roman Catholic, Baptist, Lutheran, name or denomination, they're all false. Turn from that. Follow Christ, the goodness of God. He will lead you to repentance. Love you all. Hope that edified you. We are preaching down the gospel road. Tomorrow is their pagan Easter day. We'll be standing out at a couple of churches, preaching the truth, warning people to test all things, lest they miss out on the goodness of God. They'll be judged for their willful sin. Jesus said, "You worship me in vain, teaching your commandments and doctrines of men." I don't want that to happen to my neighbors. Check out everything at don'tperish.com, the Ecclesia page, the street preaching page, the sisters page. Loving God, loving our neighbor, preaching the truth. Till next time, go out, seek the kingdom, and may God be praised.